Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Yeah. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all.
This morning,
and
he's I'm in black, Chicago. Y'all.
And I'm blickety black.
Reverend
blacker
Al.
Than black, black. I'm blacker than black.
Good morning.
Black,
good morning. Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. And I first of all want to say to the tens of thousands of people that came to Selma over the weekend that it was really a great testimony to not only our appreciation of our history and a half a century ago, but a determination to let people know we're going to stand. But now that it is over, we must look at the road ahead. The fact of the matter, as I preached at Brown Chapel Sunday, they are trying to undermine our Voting Rights Act that we just celebrated. And if we're not careful with the Shelby decision by the Supreme Court that stops preclearance, where they can change the laws of voting, change the process of voting in people's states and counties that have a history of racism, we will lose much of what we celebrated, which is why we must force the Congress to come with a map and to come in accord with what the Shelby decision is, to replace it with a new map, new procedures of preclearance. We must therefore challenge the Justice Department to continue to fight against all of the changes with ending early voting days, Sunday souls to the polls, and voter ID laws, and criminal justice reform. 3.5 weeks from that, National Action Network's convention, we are laying out the plan on how we continue to fight, whether it is Ferguson all the way now to Madison, Wisconsin. We have to deal with the road ahead. Selma was a celebration, but it will be invalid if it is not a continuation. The fight is yet before us. We've come a long way, but we have a long way to go.
Rev, that was one good sermon you preached on Sunday.
You really did.
Great job.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And it was very inspiring. Let me say this, Tom. With all jokes aside, a lot of people are on the air doing a lot of things, but you're the one that's always there when the rubber meets the road. You and Selma and a lot of others were not. And I think that when I walked across that bridge with President Obama, it was a highlight. And to see you there dealing with entertainment was a highlight. And to see Jay in church was just awe-inspiring. It gave me hope. There is hope.
Simple,
Jay was in church. He didn't sit down. He stayed on the ledge.
All jokes aside, though, but Rev, the question has been asked on blackamericaweb.com, where was Hillary Clinton?
Did you get an answer on blackamericaweb.com? Because I'll go and look and see where the answer
is. She was in Miami with the former president with some Clinton Foundation stuff.
And
I was in Miami, but I got the cell
phone.
I was at the BET thing. I mean, it was all weekend. It was 3 days. I saw Bush. I didn't see Hillary. I didn't see Bill. I think they had a Clinton Initiative situation. But I think everybody had to be there. If everybody knew for 49 years it was going to be a 50th anniversary.
Yeah. You want to run for president?
Yeah.
You need to be a Selma.
Boom.
Fighting for the right to vote.